The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Jody McCormack is with me now, who is a journalist with the Irish Sun. Jody, what is a labubu?
Well, a labubu is, if anyone hasn't seen them, they're essentially like a little doll. They're about the size of your hand. They're fluffy. They have these plastic kind of feet and hands. They have these big eyes. They come in a load of different colours. And basically, the whole premise around them is you get them in a box. There's a little bag inside the box, and it's a secret. You don't know what labubu you're going to get. So you don't go in and buy a specific one. You buy a box, and it's kind of a mystery as to when you open it, what one you're going to get. They come in a little keyring, so people kind of have them on their bags, have them on their handbags. They're like a little decoration. But they have just skyrocketed in popularity. And yeah, they're not the prettiest looking things. They're not, you know, a stereotypical kind of doll or toy that looks really cute. They kind of have these kind of triangular pointed teeth. They look a little bit demonic.
So they're the aesthetic of those old trolls that people will remember of a certain age or something. And then the mystery of buying Premier League stickers or cards, as kids do, and you buy the packet, but you don't know if the player you want is going to be in it.
Exactly. So it's kind of this, it's nearly like a little bit of nostalgia, which is probably why it's doing so well, even among adults. Because it is exactly as you
sorry,
said.
What? Among adults? There's not adults buying these, are there?
There is.
Jody, you're not one of them. Please don't tell me that.
I mean, I don't have to tell you, but...
Jody. I can't, you know, sorry, I'm not sure, this is unfair. You know, you're live on the radio. Did you realise that?
Yeah, I'm outing myself now as a big consumer.
As a labubu purchaser. Oh my God, I hope your mortgage broker, the bank, isn't listening. You'll never get a loan, I mean, if you admit to this type of profligate spending. But this is massive, massive, like global phenomenon. Where did it all come from?
So basically, the labubu is actually, it's a book character. So it came from a Hong Kong artist, and it was a book series. And that book series came out in 2015. And then in 2019, this artist actually partnered with a company called Popmart to make these kind of, they're kind of branded as designer toys. You know, they're not, you know, your typical like toys that kids would play with. Mm. And they're on a little keyring, and you just like attach them. They're nearly a fashion accessory. And celebrities now, like, so they came out in 2019, and I think around 2024, the K-pop artist Lisa from Blackpink, that K-pop band, she was spotted with one, and they have absolutely skyrocketed since. We've had so many celebrities spotted with them. I mean, the likes of Paris Hilton, the Kardashians, Lizzo, Cher, even David Beckham. That might really disappoint you, but David Beckham has a labubu.
Oh my God. And I understand they're actually so popular. There's an entire knockoff range called, what is it, Lefufu?
Lefufus, yes. So it's kind of funny because like a typical labubu, even the, you know, like the real ones, they only cost between 20 and 30 euros. So it is a little bit extortionate for a keyring, essentially, but they're not, you know, up in the hundreds. Whereas these lefufus are also selling for pretty much the exact same price, which is quite funny to have the knockoff selling at the same price as the real thing. But it's just because they're so popular, people are willing to buy them.
And yeah, I mean, do they look any different, the lefufus, to the labubus? Is it all the same? How can I tell my lefufu from my labubu?
There's a few very minor differences, and like all in all, they are quite similar. Tiny things like, so the ears on a labubu point slightly inwards, whereas the ears on a lefufu tend to point upwards. There's, you know, the hands and feet, they're just better quality on the labubus. On the lefufus, they tend to kind of spin around and fall off. They're better quality plastic, I guess, on the real labubus, and the box has a QR code, and the branding and stuff is just a little bit cleaner. But all in all, they're very, very much the same. There's not a huge difference between the two.
Anyway, listen, Jody, I wish you well with your continued difficulties in dealing with this addiction. You and so many others have in purchasing these labubus. Jody McCormack is a journalist with the Irish Sun.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.